You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. Black women in Philadelphia represent 73% of pregnancy-related deaths, but only 43% of the births. That's according to the Philadelphia Maternal Mortality Review Committee, which issued a report in 2018. Recently, there are efforts to better support women before, during, and post-pregnancy. And one of those centers will be opening in Southwest Philadelphia. Lakeisha Garland is Director of Development and Social Innovations for the Family Practice and Counseling Network, which is behind the new Women and Health Birthing Center, and she's here. Lakeisha, welcome.
Thank you so much, Sherry, for having us today.
I laid out some statistics, but what problem is this new birthing center looking to help solve, specifically when it comes to Black women?
So in this country, you know, we have the highest expenditures for healthcare in terms of maternal mortality in this country. Black women specifically are 2 and 3 times more likely to die giving childbirth than our white women counterparts. That absolutely is alarming, and it's an absolute crisis. With the Family Health and Birthing Center project, you know, after, you know, collaborating with birth workers and hospitalists, knowing that we needed a community solution, knowing that we needed something a little bit different. We don't want to take a choice away from any birthing parent that decides to give birth in a hospital. We just want to give a different approach to giving birth and care.
And so let's talk about this birthing center. What will make it special and different from the services offered in a typical hospital?
So Family Practice and Counseling Network, we're a network of community health centers. We are a nurse-managed facility where we use certified nurse practitioners as providers to provide care for our patients and communities. And with the birthing center model, it will be no different. And so we would absolutely rely on midwives to be providing the primary clinical services and also pair it with doula support services. In addition to doula support services, we also want to feature, you know, transitional care nurses that will follow birthing families and children throughout the course of the first 5 years of their lives, pairing in, you know, lactation consultants, you know, talking through more holistic ways and approaches to giving birth, but also holistic in approaches to caring for themselves and their families.
What was going wrong that offering this alternative form of support, how will that solve that?
So what we know, Sherry, is that that fourth trimester, the session right after giving birth, that is the most critical period for a woman or birthing parent after delivery. Because what happens is, you know, there's so many energies that are, you know, allocated to, you know, the child. But what about mom? What about the birthing parent? And so being able to wrap our arms around, you know, mom and the birthing parent is so, so important. So being able to provide some things such as behavioral health supports, social worker supports, to speak to some post-traumatic, you know, issues that may be going on. And even in addition to that, the prenatal care period is also important. If there's something that's, you know, not right, specifically with, you know, nutrition, if there's chronic illness, you know, we're able to pair our care management team or our nutritionalist, you know, to be able to intervene earlier than later.
And I gotta go back to the center because it's going to be in Southwest Philadelphia. You know, why talk about the necessity of this location and the vision that you see in helping to tackle the issues of Black maternal mortality.
Southwest Philadelphia is one of the most underserved communities. We actually have our health annex clinic that's in Southwest Philadelphia right now. The birthing center actually will be co-located in the Woodland Village Plaza. So that's at 61st and Woodland. You know, the vision. So first of all, our mission is that quality healthcare is a right and not a privilege. We don't turn anyone away, regardless of the ability to pay. You know, we are a community safety net provider, but we're also positioning ourselves to be more forward facing in terms of, you know, community issues and helping to, you know, formulate solutions. And so we look forward to, you know, creating more access for folks to just being a part of what it means to have a healthier community here in Philadelphia and surrounding counties.
There's an upcoming celebration. Tell me about it.
So this is a very eventful year for Family Practice and Counseling Network. We are turning 30. We have been in this game and we are just growing every day, every second. We're just so grateful to all of the support that we've had. We're looking forward to breaking ground in the fall of this year and opening our doors to community members in winter of 2023. It takes a village, and you know, this project is not just ours. This is all of ours. You know, maternal mortality is not just her problem or their problem. It's all of our problem.
That was Lakeisha C. Garland, Director of Development and Social Innovations at Family Practice and Counseling Network. Their new birthing center will open in the winter of 2023. Their celebration of 30 years of service is this Friday, July 22nd. For details or to support, log on to fpcn.com. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.